Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Betty Otten and we're visiting with her over Lewis Way. Good morning to you, Betty.
Good morning.
Betty, you have another project in Lewis going on. It seems like Lewis is always doing lots of different things. And you have a fundraiser coming up this Saturday, I believe. So tell us about where that is, when it is, and then we're going to talk about the purpose.
Okay. It's a fundraiser to help raise money for our new playground equipment. We're trying to raise $30,000, and through donations and grants, we've already raised $14,000.
Whoa, that's a lot of money, but, and we're going to talk about how much more you need. So when is this happening and where is it happening?
It's going to be a Tupperware open house at the Activity Center in Lewis on Saturday, October the 5th.
Uh-huh.
And the hours are between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. We're going to be serving homemade cookies by the ladies here in town and coffee and tea. And Tupperware will pay us for every order that is placed. So when you get your Tupperware, you're paying for your Tupperware, but yet you're helping us. And it's not really coming out of your pocket. So it's a great deal. And with Christmas coming up, Tupperware makes a wonderful Christmas gift.
And if you haven't looked at Tupperware for a while, a lot of these lines like this, always introducing something new. So kind of check it out and see if there's anything you need or, as you say, want to give away. So it's a little bit of a different way to do fundraising. And I was sure, Betty, you were going to have some food involved. You got to have coffee and something else to go with it.
Yes.
So,
well,
yeah.
And all of the ladies in town, like in other small communities, they love to make cookies. So we're going to be sharing a lot of cookies.
You know what? You maybe should have them leave the recipe. I have a feeling somebody will go, oh, I wish I had the recipe for that.
That's a very good idea.
And you know what? You could charge them a dollar for it.
Oh, well, now
another
that's
fundraiser.
A better idea.
Way to make another little few pennies. And few pennies is more than you just need more than a few pennies. You've got $14,000. What's your goal?
$30,000.
Oh, so you're almost halfway there.
Yes.
By after Saturday, you'll be way over half there. So what is that going to buy? What kinds of things will it buy for
the... The piece of playground equipment that we've been fortunate enough to get, it's got 5 slides on it, a climbing wall, monkey bars, step things going up to one side. It's a very large unit. It's for kids from the age of 5 to 12. And it will hold at least 55 to 65 kids at one time.
Wow.
And so it's a very big unit.
Yes, it is.
We're going to have a big poster with a picture of it at the Tupperware party, so everybody would get to see it that could come. And hopefully, we can get it put in this next spring early.
Mm-hmm. Betty, there are a couple of parks in Lewis, and where is this one? Where is the playground equipment going to be?
This one is going into Market Square Park, which is the main park right by the fire station.
Okay. You know, I didn't even know the names of those parks. I knew there were two of them. One, I always say just downtown, which is Main Street. I love that name. And then the other park is
Pioneer Park. Yes, and that's where we've got the Freedom Rock now.
Okay, and that's where the water tower is.
Correct.
Okay, and I know a few years ago, not too many years ago, you put new restrooms in there. So you just keep adding more things for people from all over, because you do have visitors to, for instance, Hitchcock House, the various kinds of things. I mean, Lewis is a tourism stop.
Yes, yes. We didn't put in new restrooms, but we did put in a brand new shelter in Pioneer Park.
Okay.
And once the playground equipment is secured and installed in Market Square Park, we're going to go for new playground equipment for Pioneer Park. So we have our work cut out for us.
You do, but you want to keep the kids happy and safe. I think some of us who aren't around playground equipment very often don't realize the safety hazards there are with some of that old equipment.
Yes. Yeah, we have a slide right now that is concerning to some parents, and so we're going to see what we can do about either replacing that or taking it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the new equipment, like I said, there's 5 slides on there.
Wow, and I'm assuming they would be of different lengths and different heights.
Yes.
And something to fit those little ones as well as the bigger kids.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, this probably is not a wooden structure.
No. Oh, no. No. We're going with, it will be the polyplastic and the metal is what it will be.
Now, is this delivered in pieces and some volunteers have to put it together? Or how? Once you get your funds and you have it purchased, how does it all go together?
Okay, the company, we will hire someone from the company to come down and supervise the assembly, and then we will have volunteers from the community that will come in and do the work and help assemble the playground equipment, get the ground all ready, and it will be 90% volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that can result in a lot of good feeling, I think, for people that, help put something together and then come and see the results, because you have people coming to the park for a variety of reasons. I think you have some picnic tables there, Swan?
Yes. Well, and we have Lewis Day on the 4th Saturday of June every year. And that will be a big plus, too, for the kids that come to that.
Mm-hmm. So anything coming up this fall after this, when I say this fall, we're going to soon be talking about Christmas. Anything between October 5th when you're doing this fundraiser and another fundraiser in the works?
Well, yeah, we're going to have another fundraiser for the playground equipment. We're going to be doing cookie platters, and it'll be like your cutout cookies that are decorated. And we'll do that about a week and a half before Christmas. And we'll be doing some more advertising on it. And hopefully we can make up some sample platters and take some pictures so that we can display mm-hmm. pictures as to what the people who order these platters will be receiving.
Okay. So they'll be ordering those. They don't just come. It's not like a cookie walk where you go around and pick out something. They're going to order these.
Well, I think we're going to try it both ways.
Okay.
So that if we get, an abundance of orders, then we would still be able to take care of people that came at the last minute mm-hmm. to pick up some platters.
After they see them, they'll say, oh, I need another one of those.
Right. We're hoping so.
That's what you hope, yes. Because it takes all these funds as well as the volunteer work to make something happen. Now, you mentioned earlier this is going to be at the Activity Center, not the Community Center. So kind of for folks who don't know Lewis and they want to come over, where do they find the Activity Center?
The Activity Center is located directly across the street from Market Square Park. A lot of people call it the Quonset Building, but it's right across from the park and right next door to the city clerk's office.
Okay. I'm sure you'll have a sign there. And
yes,
you know,
we're going to have a big poster out front.
Okay. So look for that. And so there's several reasons that people should come to Lewis on this Saturday. One is if you haven't been to Lewis, you just need to go check things out. And two, to come and support this playground fundraiser. So again, the time at the Activity Center in Lewis this Saturday is?
From 10 a.m. until 3 p.m.
Okay. Come and have some coffee, cookies, visit with friends there, and look around for what you need and maybe some Christmas gifts.
Yes, hopefully.
All right.
Hopefully, yes.
We want to thank you very much, Betty Otten, for visiting with us over in Lewis this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. Play is the business of children.